While he was studying music at the University of Michigan, Nate May decided to write an opera about some of the issues facing Appalachians. His friend and fellow student at the university, Andrew Munn, collaborated with him to create Dust in the Bottomland, which they performed last year in West Virginia, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, and New York City. The piece uses only one instrument and one vocalist. May plays piano, and Munn sings bass.
In a room with 45 plastic flowers.
Dust in the Bottomland is about a young man who grew up in West Virginia but has moved away. Since he's been gone, his parents and sister have been displaced from their home due to mountaintop removal mining. They still live in West Virginia, though they now live down in the valley. The main character is returning home after 10 years because his sister has overdosed on pain pills. The protagonist also visits the site of his family's former home and sees the changes that mining has done to the landscape. This fall, May moved away from West Virginia himself to attend graduate school in Cincinnati. Just as he was about to leave, I talked with him in the living room of his parents' house in Huntington, where he grew up.
Some people ask, you know, where's the Appalachian influence in the music? And I say, like, well, it's all of it. It's you know, it's me who's writing it, and I'm grew up in Appalachia.
But now this place is surrounding me, and I see there are truths here that have been lost on the rest. I see the hills, and I know I'm in the place that's haunted me.
My own story was kind of parallel in some ways. You know, I grew up here in Huntington. I wanted to leave as soon as I could. I did. You know, I went to University of Michigan, and in the process, I studied abroad in South Africa. And it was really not until then that I started realizing that, like, I had a home place, and that home place was West Virginia and Appalachia, and that there was a culture in Appalachia, and that was something rare and something to be valued and to be proud of.
I see through its windows, and I know I'm among the hills. That's what haunted me.
I guess another image that I think about a lot is when he says, under towering chestnuts that once ruled this place, there was nothing like time as we know it now. I often like to imagine what this place would be like if it was all still old growth chestnut.
Under towering chestnuts that once ruled this place, there was nothing like time as we know it now.
The whole thing takes place in West Virginia. I guess there are two main issues that the characters are facing, which is opiate addiction and mountaintop removal. And the Dust in the Bottomland has a particular image, and it's also got some symbolism if you think of sort of the, you know, the coal dust and like settling in the lowest places and what that means about people submitting themselves to a life of difficulty. The first song, the scene is that he's in his sister's flower shop, which she has kind of left in a hurry because she had to go to the hospital. And so the flowers are kind of dying, and he's there at dusk, and he's just arrived back in West Virginia. It had been 10 years since he had been back, and he's finally having to reckon with his home place because his sister overdoses on prescription drugs. And she's in a coma now, and so he's coming back to visit his sister.
I know you wouldn't want flowers in your room. I know you'd want to escape them here in your hospital room, but there they are. Oh, sense of them.
we got to perform this 10 times. Often in West Virginia, we had people sharing very similar stories to the one that's the fictional story that's in piece. And then we also had people in the audience, especially in New York City, about half the audience had never heard of mountaintop removal mining. So it was their first experience of it. And then we had another gentleman in the audience who was from West Virginia and was actually displaced by mountaintop removal mining. And so he was able to kind of corroborate some of the stories in the piece in a really personal way in that room.
These things that never could have changed, these things not even dreams could rearrange. The everyday world I passed through in haste has now been erased and
I think the story hit home to a lot of people because a lot of people, even not from the area, know people affected by addiction. The other issue that people really identified with was homecoming and going away and coming back.
With the swaying of cattails in the drainage ditch comes the knowledge that the wind is still blows here. A concrete building with a painted sign has to fight to hide its gray from the sun.
Nate May and Andrew Munn are now talking about composing a chamber ensemble version of Dust in the Bottomland, which will include more instruments. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Roxy Todd in Huntington.
That's